Good night. Hello?
Hey, Henry, it's Jerome. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Hey, you had reached out to, or actually we had reached out to you. One of my associates, Sid, had spoke with you last week and you know, asked me to follow up today with you about Village Highway in Lynchburg. Have I caught you at a bad time?
Yeah.
Got you. Is it a bad time for you to speak
no,
about?
No.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Just wanted to clarify some things about the property. He had spoke saying that you guys were interested in receiving offers on it, and that you had owned it for a while, and that your daughter is currently in the place.
Right.
Right. Okay. All right. Got you. Just wanted to make sure I got that squared away. And you know, just straight up, what I'm here to do really is just see if we're a good fit for each other. I want to ask a couple questions about the property, and then, you know, you can ask any questions you may have as well.
I was just basically looking to get estimates on it to see what anybody might want to purchase it for, because there's a lot of advertising going around. I don't know who's going to do what, but So that's what I thought y'all did. So I called to see if you'd give me a free estimate, see what you thought. I didn't know how you went about doing it, though.
Got you. So, yeah, we are able to give, you know, offers more than just an estimate. So we are actually a company that, you know, we're able to start the process of the purchase once we, you know, get to reach an agreement, if that makes sense. So,
well, first, you can explain me if you want, see how we go about it. So you just look at the property and then give an offer, or what do you need on your end?
So, you know, I really just want to know just a little bit more information about the property. I know you said you've owned it for a while. But I guess if you could give me some details of what the state current state is.
Well, the house itself needs to be pretty much redone. Needs a heat and air conditioning system put in it. And I don't know what shape the appliances are in, or, you know, like the hot water heater and the appliances and the floor. My daughter's in it now. So as far as I'm concerned, it's kind of falling apart. It's got new windows and a good roof.
Well, that's good. That's definitely some of the most expensive parts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry to hear that it's falling apart. I mean, I'm assuming, when did you guys purchase the home, I guess?
Oh, it was 2000.
Gotcha. So that's definitely a while ago. And I mean, how did it come to get in the state? I mean, were you guys in it at all at any point, or?
Yeah, for a long time. Then my daughter moved in it.
Gotcha.
And, she's been in it for a few years, quite a few years. And, you know, they've tried to do little stuff. They've painted and fixed up. There's, like I said, there's new windows on it and a decent roof. And but there's a lot that's going to have to be taken care of. I mean, it can be done. It's the bones are good.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, and I completely get that. It really is just a... you know, is it worth your time situation?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure, you know, put the money in and fix it up, whether it be worth it or not.
Yeah. And I mean, what's got your, I'm assuming your daughter's leaving the place?
No, but she will.
Got you. Is she, you know, aware that you're trying to receive offers, or like, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got you. Did you happen to know, like, her time frame of, you know, when she's able to make that move?
I imagine any time. You know, just give her a month.
Got you. So you're looking for, like, 30 days minimum.
Yeah, if I was to decide to sell it.
Got you. And what would be the scenario that you decide? I mean, what is your end goal from this?
Well, like I said, just trying to decide what I can get offered on it and sell it, or fix it up and sell it, or fix it up and keep it. This is just three choices. So.
Yeah, yeah, I completely get that.
And then once I get, you know, once I get people that they are interested in maybe buying it as is, then I can compare that with what it would take to fix it up and what it would cost, you know, completely redone.
Gotcha. And are you prepared to put that work into the place? I mean, have you done that before?
Yeah, I've done it before.
Gotcha. So it's not your first rodeo, I'm here.
No, Nope.
Well, that's definitely good. And, you know, with the property, I know it's three beds. Is it one bath or two?
Two.
Gotcha. Three, two. And MLS, sometimes it can be a little wrong, but it's saying around 1,500 square feet.
Yeah, roughly.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
It's like, let's see, 13, I don't know, 26 by 52, something like that.
Gotcha. And, you know, I guess what's got your, I'm not sure as to why, you know, you'd want to get rid of the property as of right now. I mean, what's making that decision for you?
Oh, just finances, you know, figuring out what's profitable and who gets what.
Yeah, no, I definitely get that.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely do. Definitely got to explore all options in this economy we live in,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, no, I just saw the commercial and thought, you know, free estimate, why not?
Yeah, I definitely
offer. I forgot which one I called on. Was it one like any condition, remove your stuff, pay a month's rent? I don't know which advertisement I was watching when I called. Can't remember. But at any rate, what do you need from me other than that? Y'all got to come out and appraise it and all that? Or you just kind of go on the internet, look at it, look at the area, see what things are selling for, and kind of come up with it that way?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, it's completely up to you and really what you prefer. We are able to, you know, give numbers over the phone just from doing our due diligence, you know, and figuring out exactly what's going on in that area as of right now. So, you know, of course.
And you're just trying to figure out whether I'm wasting your time or not.
That is one thing as well. I mean, yeah. I don't like to waste other people's time, and I assume you don't like your time wasted. So, you know, we definitely are looking for motivated individuals, you know, to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's all I'm doing right now is you know, I want to get an estimate.
Gotcha.
And then commercial said that's what y'all did.
Yeah, no, we definitely do.
Yeah, I was going to get a couple from, you know, like three, four different places or something. Two or three, something like that, and see how they compare and see what I'm going to do. But if it's not something you want to, you know, take a chance on, that's up to you. It's up to you.
No, yeah, I definitely understand. And that's, you know, what I'm doing. I'm really just seeing if we're a good fit overall, you know, because I want to make it extremely simple for everybody in the process. And with that being said, I mean, numbers are the easy part of this. I can assure you it's really simple. But what would be, you know, if anything that we would have to pay off after the purchase of the home? I mean, is there anything remaining?
No, not a thing. Nothing owed on it.
Gotcha. Well, that's definitely a plus. It's definitely a plus. And, I mean, what are you looking for in this process, I mean, to get out of the home? Like, you know, what is your dream scenario of an offer?
Oh, I even got a clue. I was just going to get some offers, and then I was going to try to figure out what it would take to fix it up and, you know, sell it fixed up, sell it to my kids, see what they can do, or I'm still up in the air. I'm just looking for offers. If you're interested, you know, like I said, that's up to you. If you're interested in taking the time to do something like that.
Yeah, no, definitely am. You know, I just definitely want to move once you're ready to do so. Because if we reach an offer that makes sense for you, I just want to know that, you know, you'd actually be able to move on it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't know how you went about it. You know, some people just pull it up on Google and take a look at it outside, get kind of an idea of what it is, check out the neighborhood, and that kind of thing. But maybe y'all do it different.
I mean, we do it all different types of ways. Honestly, CVA, we're a company located in Ashland, Virginia.
Okay.
Not like a lot of the others that just throw out lowball offers for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely try to do our due diligence and really just come to something that makes sense. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, like I said, just do my due diligence, look around, and come up with that offer for you. Would it, end of the day, today be a good, well, what time is a good time for you to give a call back?
Anytime.
Okay. All right. I'll definitely do so most likely around 3-ish or 4, between 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm. And y'all buy houses. Y'all don't give out loans and sell houses, right? Well, I guess you got to sell houses if you buy them. So do y'all just flip them or fix them up and flip them, or is that what you're looking at?
We do all different types of things. We have a huge network of partners that come in with us on certain deals.
Okay.
We do by ourselves. It really just depends.
Mm-hmm.
It's various things. I'd be going down a laundry list.
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely, you know, make sure that we get them to a point for that next, you know, family to take over and
mm-hmm. Okay.
Come in and give
all
them
right.
For sure.
Well, let me know what you decide to do, and we'll go from there.
Okay. All right. I'll definitely give you a call back this evening. But I appreciate you for your time so far.
Yeah, same here.
All right.
All right.
Henry. We'll talk
mm-hmm.
soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.